请我们首先来翻开新约圣经马可福音第一章。
Let us turn to the New Testament Book of Mark, Chapter 1.
第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, Verse 1.
请我们大家一同来读这一节圣经。
Let's read together this one verse.
神的儿子，耶稣基督福音的起头。
The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
请我们大家一同来读。
Let's read together.
神的儿子，耶稣基督福音的起头。这一节圣经有一个词啊，就是耶稣基督的福音。
This verse here includes, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这个耶稣基督就是神的儿子。
This Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
这个神的儿子耶稣基督是福音。
The Son of God, Jesus Christ, is the gospel.
说这个福音呢，它不是一件事情，不是一件 thing.
So this gospel is not a thing.
这个福音乃是一个 living person, 一个活的人。
This gospel is a living person.
我们要传福音。
We have to preach the gospel.
要传一个活的人。
Is to preach this living person.
所以福音乃是一个活的人。
So gospel is the living person.
这个活的人就是耶稣基督。
And this living person is Jesus Christ.
也就是神的儿子。
Who is the Son of God?
我们再读启示录最后一本书，就是第一章第一节。
Let's read the last book in the Bible, which is Book of Revelation, Chapter 1, Verse 1.
我们只是读头一句。
We'll just read the first part.
这里说耶稣基督的启示，就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。好了，这就是读头一节。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants.
这一节圣经有一个词叫耶稣基督的启示。
So here it includes the revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们刚才读的马可福音说耶稣基督的福音。
The gospel book of Mark we just read says the gospel of Jesus Christ.
是耶稣，这里的圣经启示录说耶稣基督的启示。
And book of Revelation says the revelation of Jesus Christ.
我们暂时读到这里。
So we will read up to here for now.
现在我们要问说。
So now we would like to ask.
什么叫做耶稣基督的福音呢？
What is the gospel of Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督的好消息。
The good news of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督就是好消息。
Jesus Christ is the good news.
除了耶稣基督这位神的儿子，耶稣活的人以外，没有好消息。
There's no good news apart from Jesus Christ, the Son of God, this living person.
神为什么创造宇宙万有？
Why did God create all everything in the universe?
就是为着耶稣基督的福音。
That is for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
神为什么创造你我这个人类？
Why did God create all those human beings?
创造万有。
And create everything.
就是为着耶稣基督的福音。
That is for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督，那是好消息。
Jesus Christ.Is the good news.
那是有福的音呢。
Which is the blessed good news.
我们今天呢，看见真正的福音、好消息，都在这位神的儿子耶稣基督身上。
Today we see the real gospel, the real good news is all on this Jesus Christ.
我们打开圣经的时候，打开报纸的时候
，As we opened up the newspaper,
看见满了坏消息。
We see all those bad news.
这个天灾人祸
，all those disasters or the disasters created by man。
所以我们看见，就是全世界都满了坏消息。
So we see that all the world is full of bad news。
这个我们人类啊， 社会是满了坏消息。
And our society is full of bad news.
我们的社会满了坏的消息。
Our society is full of bad news.
我们的家庭又满了坏的消息。
Our family is full of bad news.
我们呀，夫妻两个人呢，也有很多坏的消息。
And there's a lot of bad news between husbands and wives.
都没有福音呢。
There's no good news.
我们今天，我们连我们个人自己也没有福音，许多时候。
Even as our own individuals, we don't even have any good news.
我们一下子就发脾气了。
And we get mad, we get in bad temper all of a sudden.
我们一下子就生气了。
All of a sudden, we get angry.
就发怒了。
We get furious.
就忧愁了，发怨言了。
Or we get sad or complain.
为什么缘故呢？
Why is that?
就是因为失去了福音，没有福音。
Because we have lost the gospel.
没有好消息。
There's no good news.
所以耶稣基督的福音就代表说整个宇宙啊，他就是福音。
So the gospel of Jesus Christ represents the whole universe. He is the gospel.
保罗在哥罗西书里面告诉我们。
Paul has told us in the book of Colossians.
神为什么要创造宇宙万有啊？
Why God has to create all the universe?
神为什么在我们人类之前创造了万有，还创造了许多千千万万的天使？
Why did God create all those everything, all the universe and the thousands of angels before create us man?
因为这是耶稣基督的福音。
Because that is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
等一等，我再来解说。
I will explain it in detail later.
神为什么允许天使堕落，变成撒旦，破坏整个的万有？
Why did God allow permit the angel to be fallen and destroy all everything?
这是为着耶稣基督。
That is for Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的福音解决一切问题。
The gospel of Jesus Christ resolves all of the problems.
那么神为什么又创造我们人？
Then why did God create us man?
都是为着耶稣基督的。
That is all for Jesus Christ.
神为什么允许我们人被撒旦引诱堕落了？
Why did God allow us human beings to be tempted by Satan and fallen?
这是耶稣基督的福音。
That is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们人的堕落，犯罪。
Man being fallen and sin.
也是包括在耶稣基督的福音里头啊。
Also is included in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以今天我们看见哥罗西书啊，保罗告诉我们。
So today we see that Paul has told us in book of Colossians.
万有的被创造都是为着耶稣基督的。
Everything was created for Jesus Christ.
如果没有耶稣基督就没有福音。
Without Jesus Christ, there was no gospel.
没有耶稣基督就没有好消息啊。
Without Jesus Christ, there is no good news.
今天全世界的人呢、啊、是这个如果是没有耶稣基督。
For the people in the whole world, if we don't have Jesus Christ,
没有神的儿子，
we don't have the Son of God,
没有得着耶稣基督，
and we don't have gained Jesus Christ,
所以就是荒凉败坏了，
so it's all being desolate and
没有福音了，
corrupted. There's no good news.
所以这个福音呢，乃是指着一个人呢，一个活的人。
So this gospel is talks about this living person.
也就是这个一个活的神，这个 living God, 这个活的神就是福音。
Who is also a living God, this gospel.
今天我们世界上的人，没有耶稣基督，就没有福音。
Today, the everyone in the world without Jesus Christ, there's
不能够永远长存呐、
啊。And cannot live forever.
只有耶稣基督才是从永远到永远的。
Only Jesus Christ is from ages to ages.
所以这个耶稣基督的福音是解决宇宙一切的难处。
So this gospel of Jesus Christ resolves all the problems in the universe.
这位耶稣基督啊，就是创造宇宙万有的真神，三位一体的神，三而一的神。
This Jesus Christ is the God who has created everything in the universe, who's the God of Trinity.
所以这位啊，这个三位一体的神，三而一的神呢，乃是我们宇宙啊一切问题的解答。
So this God of Trinity is the resolution of all of the problems in universe.
啊，这个这位我们你得着这位啊三位一体的神。
As soon as you gain this God of Trinity.
啊，你得着耶稣基督，我得着耶稣基督，就开始有好消息，有福音了。
When you gain Jesus Christ and when I gain Jesus Christ, then the good news began.
你我充满耶稣基督，彰显耶稣基督，那这个福音就彰显出来了。
When we are being filled by Jesus Christ and manifest Jesus Christ, then this gospel is being manifested.
所以马可福音是在新约圣经中第一本写出来的。
Therefore, the book of Mark was being written as the first book in New Testament.
啊，一个这个头一节圣经就告诉我们，耶稣基督福音。
The first verse tells us that the God, Jesus Christ is the gospel.
这是在客观来说的。
That's objectively speaking.
刚才我们是读的启示录第一章。第一节告诉我们
and the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 1 tells us
这个耶稣基督的启示
the revelation of Jesus Christ、
这个耶稣基督的启示就是你看见了耶稣基督了
the revelation of Jesus Christ is that when you seek Jesus Christ
你明白了耶稣基督了
you understand Jesus Christ
你接受了耶稣基督了
you have accepted Jesus Christ
这个耶稣基督的启示啊，是叫你我实际经历的
the revelation of Jesus Christ is that we can experience him personally
这个基督啊，是要充满万有主耶稣要充满万有
this Jesus Christ will fill us all in all、
要在凡事上居首位
will be the preeminence of everything、
但是这都是客观的
but all these are objective
只有当耶稣基督的启示在你我里面的时候才成为我们的实际
only when the revelation of Jesus Christ is being revealed in us it becomes reality in us
耶稣是这位神
Jesus is this God.
这都是道理，这都是解释圣经的解释。
It's all in knowledge and explanations of the Bible.
但你我真正的认识这个耶稣基督是这位创造宇宙的神。
But for you and me, truly know that Jesus Christ is the God who created heaven and earth.
就需要圣灵的启示在我们里面。
We need a revelation of the Holy Spirit.
啊，没有得着耶稣基督的启示。耶稣基督他是神他是万有的主都是客观的
If without the revelation of Jesus Christ that Jesus is Lord and over everything those are all objective
啊，都是在我身外的我没有经验
Those are just something outside of me I don't have any experience of it
啊，这个耶稣基督的福音有许多神的使用神的仆人传说去介绍出去了
And there are a lot of servants used by God spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ
但是我们真正进入得着的享受的那是借助圣灵的启示
But if we would like to truly enter in and enjoy and gain it's by the revelation of Holy Spirit
你我确确实实的认识耶稣是万有的神
You and me would truly know that Jesus is the God of everything
耶稣是永远的生命
Jesus is this eternal life
耶稣是我的一切又在我的一切里面
And Jesus is all and in all
所以这里给我们看见需要圣灵的启示
So here we see that we need a revelation of Holy Spirit
我们传道人呢、只能介绍
The ministers can only introduce it
啊、但你们听见了
and when you hear this
需要得着圣灵的启示神的启示
need received by the Holy Spirit the revelation of Holy Spirit
才叫你我才真能得着这位耶稣基督
so we will be able to truly gain this Jesus Christ
现在我们再读以弗所书第三章
let's read book of Ephesians chapter 3
第十一节
Verse 11、
以弗所书保罗写的以弗所书第三章第十一节
The book of Ephesians that Paul wrote Chapter 3 verse 11
请我们大家一同来读一下
Let's read together、
这是照神从万事以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意
According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord
这个中文英文翻译的比较好一点。
The English translation is better.
它这里在希腊原文呢、啊，它是个永，它这个这里说万事之以前呢、啊，在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
In the original Greek translation, it says the eternal purpose, which is purpose in Christ Jesus the Lord.
它这个旨意，那是个 purpose， 那是指这个目的。
So there's this purpose.
保罗在这个书信里用过四次这个 purpose。
Paul has used the word purpose four times in his book, his letters.
英文翻成 eternal purpose， 成为永远的目的。
So that's how English translated as eternal purpose.
在这个希腊原文呢，那是 the purpose of the ages.
In the Greek original Greek translation, it's the purpose of the ages.
是诸世纪。一个世纪一个世纪的目的。
Which is the purpose for each age?
The purpose of the ages.
The purpose of the ages.
这中文翻成万世万千千万万的世纪。
And here Chinese translates thousands of ages.
其实在圣经里面给我们看只有四个世纪。
Actually, in the Bible, we see there are only four ages.
我把这个手这么一分开，你就看见了。
If I put my hands like this, then you will see.
在这个我这个右手的这个之前，就是以往的永远，以往的永世。
That before my right hand, that's the past eternity.
这以往的永远呢
？Past eternity.
这是 first age.
That's the first age.
第二个 age 呢，就是从世间开始了。
And the second age starts from time.
那么就是创世纪开头，一直到创这个旧约圣经末了。
That's from the beginning of Genesis until the end of Old Testament.
是主耶稣基督降世成钉十字架成功救赎。
That is Lord Jesus incarnated and also being crucified fulfilled the salvation.
所以这是第二个世纪是旧约圣经。
And that's the second age, that's the Old Testament.
第三个世纪是从主耶稣钉死十字架成功救赎到主耶稣第二次再来。
And the third age is from the time that Lord Jesus crucified on the cross, fulfilled the salvation until he comes again.
这是包括全部新约圣经。
That includes all of the New Testament.
这就是第三个世纪。
That's the third age.
第四个世纪嘛，就是世间结束了，第二主耶稣第二次再来，就是将来的永远。
And the fourth age is from the time end until Lord comes again until the future eternity.
说这就是四个世纪。
So those are the four ages.
这个四个世纪不是我发明的，那是我从神的仆人领受的。
I did not invent those four ages, but I received from.
这是根据圣经的。
That's according to the Bible.
所以啊，我们看见这个以弗所书三章保罗告诉我们
So we see that Paul has told us in book of Ephesians chapter 3
他说从以往的勇士到将来的勇士这四个世纪当中只有一个 purpose 只有一个目的
He says that there is only one purpose from the past eternity till the future eternity among all those four ages
现在我们问说从以往的勇士到将来的勇士开始讨旧约圣经还有新约圣经第二第三世纪那么这其中只有一个目的
So here now we ask that there is only one purpose from the third two ones from the past eternity to future eternity
所以这个四个世纪的这一个目的是什么呢
So why is this one purpose of those four ages
那就是哥罗西书三章十一节
That is book of Colossians Chapter 3, verse 11.
这个哥罗西书三章十一节，刚才是读的是以弗所书三章十一节。
We just read the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 11. Now it's book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 11.
哥罗西书三章十一节说什么呢
？What does the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 11 say?
它是最后一节，最后一半。唯有基督是包裹一切，又住在个人之内。
The last part it says, but Christ is all and in all.
所以这个英文翻译的好，中文翻译的不够十分准确。
The Chinese translation is not very correct.
就说这个基督是一切， 又在一切的里面。
It says that Christ is all and in all.
现在我们要问说，从神从以往的勇士到将来的勇士，他只有一个目的，一个 purpose。
So now we have to ask that there is only one purpose of God from the past eternity to the future eternity.
这一个目的呀、啊。就是要叫基督成了一切，又在一切里面。
And this purpose is to let Christ to be all and in all.
啊，意思说你要充满这个耶稣基督。
That is that you should be filled Jesus Christ.
我要充满耶稣基督。
I should be filled with Jesus Christ.
啊，我们也在我们一切的行动、生活上都是满了耶稣基督。
And everything in our daily walk it should be filled by Jesus Christ.
这就是基督是一切，又在一切里面的。
That is Christ is all and in all.
啊，今天这个宇宙间所有发生一切的难处，就是没有基督。
All of the difficulties happening universe today is because there's no Christ.
你要得着耶稣基督在你里面，
have,
我要得着耶稣基督在我里面。
You have to receive Jesus Christ in me, and also I have to receive Jesus Christ in me.
啊，所以我们大家都有耶稣基督这位活的神在我们里面。
So.Every one of us have Jesus Christ, this living God in us.
并且这位耶稣基督是充满在我里面的。
And also this Jesus Christ fills all in me.
不但是我这个得着他在我里面，并且我这个彰显他，把耶稣基督彰显活出来了。
Not only that I receive Jesus Christ in me, but I also manifest him, I live Jesus Christ out.
所以这个就是基督是一切，又在一切里头啊。
So this is the Christ is all and in all.
我们呀，如果没有得着耶稣基督，我们呀，这个就是没有这个福音了。
If we have not gained Jesus Christ, then we don't have the good news.
我们这个没有充满耶稣基督，就是我们这个福音不够丰满。
If we are not being filled by Jesus Christ, that means this.Gospel is not being is not in full.
所以我们为什么有许多神的仆人到处传扬耶稣基督？
That's why we have a lot of God's servants preaching Jesus Christ all over the place.
要叫普天下的人都要信主得救。
So to let all those in the world to believe unto the Lord and get saved.
并且我们信主得救的这帮弟兄姐妹要让耶稣基督彰显活出来。
And also those brothers and sisters who believe the Lord and get saved shall live out and
而是一举一动一言一行
is everything as we walk in this daily life.
所以都是耶稣基督彰显活出来
That is Jesus Christ being manifested and lived out.
这就是那个神的目的
That is the purpose of God.
这就是诸世纪的目的，从以往永远到将来永远，神就是为着这一件事情。
God has only this purpose for this.From the past eternity to future eternity.
说今天按我们的经验来说
So today according to our experience.
你要充满主耶稣，我要充满主耶稣。
You have to be filled with Lord Jesus and I have to be filled with Lord Jesus.
就是把耶稣基督彰显活出来。
That is to manifest Jesus and to live him out.
我们穿衣服要彰显耶稣基督。
The way we dress shall manifest Jesus Christ.
我们要吃饭要彰显耶稣基督。
When we eat, we shall manifest Jesus Christ.
我们呀，这个住房子要彰显耶稣基督。
The housing needs also have to manifest Jesus Christ.
我们呀，这个走路行路啊，这个坐车也都是彰显主耶稣。
We walk or our transportation shall manifest Jesus Christ.
换句话是一举一动，都是彰显主耶稣。
So it means everything we do manifest Jesus Christ.
如果是这样，我们才真正啊。认识什么叫做耶稣基督的福音。
Only in this way then we truly know what is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们呀，基督徒啊，自从啊得着耶稣基督在我们里面了。
As Christians, ever since we have gained Jesus Christ in us.
我们一生的年日都是充满耶稣基督。
All the days of our life shall be filled with Jesus Christ.
主耶稣里有一个名字，他叫充满万有者。
Lord Jesus also has a name that He's the one that fills all.
他要充满万有，充满一切。
He should fill everything.
意思说，我们这个人呢，就是完完全全在家庭当中彰显主耶稣，做丈夫的彰显主耶稣，做妻子的彰显主耶稣。
It also means that we manifest Jesus Christ in everything, in families, and the husband manifests Jesus Christ, the wife manifests Jesus Christ.
这个夫妻之间就没有吵架了。
So there is no argument between husbands and wives.
没有不和谐了。
There is no peace between the husbands and wives.
我们做父母做儿女也是这样。
And so are the parents and children.
我们做父母的充满主耶稣。
As parents being filled with Jesus Christ.
那么做儿女的充满主耶稣。
And children being filled with Jesus Christ.
我这个家庭非常的和谐。
Then this family shall be in harmony.
这个社会都是充满了耶稣基督, 那就完全和谐了。
If the society is filled with Jesus Christ, then shall be totally in harmony.
说这个就是耶稣基督的福音。
So this is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这个通通是啊, 圣灵啊, 把耶稣基督启示在我们里, 一步一步启示, 开启带我们进入的。
That is how the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus Christ in us step by step and lead us to enter in.
所以这是, 真正的耶稣基督的福音呢。
So this is the true gospel of Jesus Christ.
那么, 现在我们要来说了。
So now we would like to talk about.
就是我们, 看见, 这个耶稣基督啊, 是, 是我们的一切。
That is that we see that Jesus Christ is our all.
耶稣基督啊, 要充满在你我里面。
Jesus Christ is to fill in us all.
那么现在要问说,
so
那么如何才能够充满主耶稣?
So now we would like to ask, how can we be filled with Jesus Christ?
第一,
First,
那就是啊, 我们要借助圣灵重生得救了。
That is that we have to, through the Holy Spirit, being reborn.
我们当初神创造我们人的时候啊, 有三部分。
When God created us man, there were three parts.
第一是外面有身体。
First is the body.
血肉骨。
Blood, flesh, and bones.
这是我们的, 看得见的, 摸得着的。
That is what we can see and touch.
那么这是第一。
That's
第二就是我们这个灵啊, 这个神当初 吹口的生命之气, 灵气, 进到我们里面, 就是我们的灵。
Second is our spirit, when God breathes the spirit into us.
这是第二。
That's the second thing.
第三, 这个当神的灵进到我们的灵里面来, 造我们的灵的时候, 和这个身体啊, 一接触, 我们就变成那个 living soul, 变成一个活的魂了。
And the third thing is when the Spirit enters into our body, which touches our body, then we become a living soul.
这个活的魂呢, 就是我的思想, 我的爱好, 我的主张。
Then this living soul is my mind, my interest, and also my opinions.
所以, 这个是人的思想, 人的这个意志, 人的这个情感, 就变成了这个 self life.
So that is the mind, the will, and emotions of man that becomes a life.
这就是我们这个魂生命。
Which is the self-life soul.
所以我们里面有灵, 有魂, 有身体。
So we have spirit, soul, and body.
当我们人呀, 被撒旦堕落, 引诱堕落了。
When men were being tempted by Satan and fallen.
所以我和这位永生的士灵的神, 就隔绝了, 就没有失去来往了。
So we are being alienated and separate from this living God.
说圣经说我们这个灵死了,
so the spirit was dead.
不能和神呢, communicate, 不能和神呢, 来往了。
Could not communicate with God anymore.
这是灵。 第二呢, 就是我们这个以魂呢, 为主了。
So that was our spirit, and the second thing is that our soul.
经常说我们的我, 这个我是什么? 自我是什么?
So what do we say when we talk about ourselves?
我就是我的思想, 我的爱好, 我的主张。
Ourselves is our mind, our will, and also what we like or dislike.
这就是我们的魂生命。
That's our soul life.
在利未记17章里面有这样的话。
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 17,
他说, 他说我们这个魂啊, 我们的这个 self life啊, 都在血里头。
It says that our self life is in the blood.
如果把血统统 去掉了，我们就没有思想，没有爱好，没有主张了。
If we take away all of the blood, then there is no more of our own will, our own interests, and our own mind.
所以，我们这个今天我们呀，就自我，就是我们这个 self-centered life。这就是我们全世界的人所生活的。
So this whole world lives in the self-centered life today.
然后就是我们的身体，血肉骨。
Then the next is our body, the flesh, blood, and bones.
所以今天我们看见人呢，世界上全世界的人呢，没有这个得着这位永生神的三一神的。都是活在魂里面，活在肉体里头。
So we see that all those people in the world who have not yet received this God of Trinity, they all live in their own self life and body.
耶稣基督顶十字架呀，这位神成为人。
Christ Jesus being crucified, this God become man.
他是解决我们人的一切问题。
He has resolved all of the problems of our human beings.
所以啊，我们看见神呢，自己化身成为一个人，这就是约翰福音第一章告诉我们的。
So we see that God, the Word has become flesh, which is what.Gospel book of John tells us.
所以他是谁呢？成为人，化身成为一个人，那么他是来代替我们人。
So God has become a man is to replace us.
他就把我们全人类穿上了。这整个的人类因为我们全世界的人是一个人。
It united all the world into one man.
因为我们大家都是从亚当夏娃来的。
Because every one of us came from Adam and Eve.
所以我们当初亚当夏娃我们都是他的一个细胞。
So we are the cells in Adam and Eve.
当他犯罪的时候我们在他里面就已经犯罪了。
When they sinned, as we were in them, so we sinned already.
所以当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候就是我们在他里面犯罪了。
So when Adam and Eve sinned,So we also stand in them.
所以主耶稣降世就是神成为一个人，他就把这个全人类穿上了，堕落的人穿上了。
So that as Lord Jesus incarnated, God become man, that He has united all the world into one man.
所以他这个钉在十字架上，就替我们人呢，我们这个全人类就和他一同钉死在十字架上。
So as he was crucified on the cross, therefore he replaces us man. Therefore, this whole world also crucified on the cross with him.
所以从以往的永远到将来的永远呢，这个中心呢就是耶稣基督钉十字架。
So the From the past eternity into future eternity, the center point is Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
所以我们看见，这第一个世纪、第二个世纪、第三个世纪、第四个世纪，这个中心呢，就是耶稣基督顶十字架。
So the center point of the first, second, third, fourth ages is that Jesus Christ crucified.
意思就是说，耶稣基督顶十字架解决宇宙中一切的难处。
It means that Jesus Christ and Him crucified resolves All of the problems in universe.
由圣经的末了给我们看见，那将来的世界新天新地来了。
And the end of the Bible shows us that new heaven and earth will come.
一切的死亡都过去了。
All of the deaths shall pass away.
那完全是另外一个世界了。
And that's totally a new world.
但是今天都在这个过程当中啊。
But today we are in this process.
说我们今天看见耶稣基督顶十字架。乃是成全神永远目的的一条的道路。
So that today we see that Jesus Christ and Him crucified is the way to fulfill the eternal purpose of God.
神那个永远的旨意就叫这位神充满在整个万有中，充满在我们人类中间。
The eternal purpose of God is to let Jesus Christ is God to fill in all of us.
你我的人都是彰显耶稣基督，活出耶稣基督。
So you and me all manifest Jesus Christ and also live Him out.
所以我们看见这是神那个永远的目的。
So we see this is the eternal purpose of God.
怎么样实现就是耶稣基督顶十字架来实现的。
How can we fulfill this is by Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
圣经告诉我们说，罗马书第一章。
The gospel, the book of Romans chapter 1 tells us.
第十七节。
verse 17.
他说这个这里说因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这个义是本于信以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from face to face, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
啊，这件事你说什么？是我们基督徒啊，啊，这个是成为神的义，就是要从信到信 ，from faith to faith.
So this tells us that as Christians shall become the righteousness of God is that from faith to faith.
啊，耶稣基督顶十字架已经呢做成了这个永远的这个救恩了，救赎了。
Jesus Christ being crucified has fulfilled all of the eternal salvation.
现在我们怎么样得着他呢
？So how can we gain him?
变成我的实际呢
？Become our reality.
就是要相信顺，就是相信。
That is.To believe.
啊，这个相信顺从啊。
Trust and obey.
啊，这个相信神顺服神。
To believe unto God and obey Him.
啊，是相信神顺服神，我们就蒙恩得救了。
So if we believe Him and obey Him, then
我们就得重生了。
Then we are reborn.
我们就被圣灵啊，这个进到我们里面。把我们的灵啊点活了，我们的灵就活过来了。
So the Holy Spirit enters into us, and also our spirit is being quickened.
所以我们的灵啊，就借助我们呀相信接受耶稣基督顶十字架而得着的。
So we receive the Spirit by believe and also trust that Jesus Christ truly crucified.
啊，在使徒行传第二章。
In Book of Acts, Chapter 2,
彼得告诉我们说，很多的人当时在五旬节的时候
，Peter has told us that during Pentecost there were so many people.
很多的人说，我们怎样行，我们才可以得救啊
？And many people ask, what shall we do so we can be saved?
彼得告诉我们说，你们要悔改，要受浸，就必领受啊，所受的圣灵。
Peter told them that.You shall repent and also get baptized, then you shall receive the Holy Spirit.
这就是相信呢，相信顺服啊，就得着圣灵了。
So that is trust, obey, and then they receive the Holy Spirit.
就是我们这个灵就活过来，和神开始有来往了。
So that our spirit is quickened and we can communicate with God.
一个信耶稣的人
，a person who believes in Jesus，
一个得着圣灵的人啊
，a person who has received the Holy Spirit，
有一件事情啊，非常啊。明显的
There's one thing very obvious.
就是他自从听见了福音祷告了这位神接受了这位耶稣基督进到他心灵里头来
That is when they receive this Lord Jesus into their heart as they hear the gospel and pray
所以这个基督徒开头啊就是有生命上的转变
So there's this change in his life for a Christian
所以这约翰三章十六节说神那么爱世人啊，把他的儿子赐给我们，叫一切信他的就必得永生。
So the Gospel Book of John, Chapter 3:16 tells us that so God so loved the world and gave us His only begotten Son. Those who believe unto Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
所以我们要相信接受耶稣基督，我们就得着永生了。
So if we believe unto Lord Jesus and accept Him, then we have eternal life.
真正基督徒从这里开始的。
The true Christian starts from here.
但是我们要从信到信。啊，从开头的信心，一直到我们一生的末了，还是相信神、顺服神。
But we shall trust God and obey Him from face to face, from beginning to the end.
所以每一位基督徒啊，是相信开始重生了以后啊，做基督徒了。
So each Christian starts from belief and reborn.
我们呀、啊，以下的年日啊。都是要相信神顺服神
and the rest of our days shall believe and also trust God
等到我们、啊、相信神顺服神的最后的末了就是我们从自己蒙拯救
the end of the result of how we trust and obey God is the salvation of the soul
这就是彼得前书第一章所告诉我们的
that is the first book of Peter chapter 1 tells us
他们在这个那里告诉我们 说什么呢他这个第九节
Verse 9 says
他说你们、啊、得着你们信心的果效 就是魂的救恩，灵魂的救恩。
Receiving the end of your faith, even salvation of your soul.
啊，是 the end of your faith. 这个，你们相信神、顺服神的末了，就是从自己不再是我的思想、爱好、主张了，那是主耶稣在我身上彰显活出他的思想、爱好、主张。
So the end of trust and obeying God is no longer that we have our own mind, will, and emotions. It's that we manifest everything is from Jesus.
嗯，所以这是我们这个一生的过程呢。
So that's the whole process of our lives.
嗯，照着我个人的经验，我现在就开始啊。做一点见证给你们听。
So I would like to share my own testimony with you.
这都是实际的。
Those are true stories.
我从前年轻的时候一段时间是在长老会上。
When I was young, I met together with the
Presbyterian Church.
Presbyterian Church.
他们这些这个长老会的这些主的仆人们，圣灵借助他们引领我蒙恩得救，得着圣灵了。
So through the servants in Presbyterian Church that I got saved.
这是我开头的一段年日。
That is the beginning of my days.
那么后来中间一段年日呢，是遇见了这个 Watchman Nee 和他的同工。
Then later on, I met Watchman Nee and his co-workers.
所以我这个生命啊就增长了。
So my life has grown.
最后啊，我遇见一位主的仆人叫 T. Austin Sparks 弟兄。
At the end, I met a God's servant T. Austin Sparks.
神借助这位圣灵借助他啊，能够开我属灵的眼睛。
The Holy Spirit through him is able to open my inner eyes.
啊，是看见耶稣基督的丰满的启示。
And to see the riches of the revelation of Jesus Christ.
并且啊，看见这各民各族各方各国这些有圣灵在里面的都是我们一家人。
And also see that all those people from all different places who have Holy Spirit is one family with me.
不管他在天主教、在更正教或者在其他各宗各派。
Whether Catholics or all different denominations.
我们大家都是在一家，都是在父神一个家庭里面的人呢。
We're all in family in God's house.
但是我们呀，这个 the measure of Christ is different.
But our measure of Christ is different.
是我们的这个基督在我们身上彰显活出来啊，又不同。
But the measure and the manifestation of Christ in us is different.
那么这是我们一生都在增长的过程中。
So that's the process as we grow.
是所有的 Christian 呢、啊。都是在一种 a process of transformation.
So all the Christians is in the process of transformation.
我们都在转变的过程中。
We are in this process of transformation.
从荣耀到荣耀啊。
From glory to glory.
从我们呀、啊，刚刚从圣灵而生的荣耀，一直到我们完完全全把基督彰显活出来的荣耀啊。
From this glory that we were just being born by the Holy Spirit until the glory that we truly live out and manifest Jesus Christ.
这是我们一生的年日所经验的。
That is the experience of all the days in our lives.
那么所以基督太无限了。
So as Christ is so infinite.
因为这个我们对圣经所了解的很有限。
And our understanding of the Bible is very limited.
我们到勇士里才能去好好去也这个研读圣经啊。
We can only really learn the Bible as we enter into eternity.
因为这个基督太丰满太荣耀了。
Because Christ is so rich and so glorious.
他是圣经啊给我们看见他是亮光。
And the Bible tells us he's the light.
他是真理。
He's the truth.
他是生命。
His life.
他是复活。
His resurrection.
他是一切。
His everything.
他是圣洁。
And his holiness.
他是公义。
His righteousness.
他是救赎。
His redemption.
所以这一切这个丰满呢，我们都是一步一步的去进入认识的。
So we enter in this riches step by step.
我们基督徒啊，从我们信主了以后就开始啊要顺服圣灵。
As Christians, ever since we believe the Lord, we shall start to obey the Holy Spirit.
这个怎样顺服圣灵呢？
So how can we obey the Holy Spirit?
就是我这个主耶稣曾经说过了。
Lord Jesus Christ has told us before.
他说圣灵啊，在罗马书第八章告诉我们，我们也来看一下。
In the book of Romans, chapter 8 tells us.
八章啊第二十八节告诉我们。
Chapter 8 verse 28 tells us.
嗯，他说啊，我们呀，晓得万事啊，我二十七节告诉我们。
Verse 27.
嗯，他说这个鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思。
He that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit.
因为圣灵啊，照着神的旨意为圣徒祈求。
Because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
他说我们晓得万事都互相效力。
And we know that all things work together for good.
叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意，就按他目的被召的人。
To them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
For whom He did foreknown, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son.
啊，他就是他的儿子，在许多弟兄中做长子。
So that He may be the firstborn among many brethren.
所以这两三节。圣经告诉我们是圣灵啊，为我们基督徒代祷。
So those several verses tells us that Holy Spirit intercedes for us.
就兴起很多的万事效力。
So it makes up a lot of the all things to work together.
嗯，是叫我们爱神的人得着益处。
So that those who love God should are for the good to them that love God.
什么益处呢？就是要把我们磨成耶稣基督的模样。
So what are the good that is to conform us into the image of His Son?
嗯，所以我们大家都要像主耶稣。
So everyone will be like Jesus.
是怎么样才能够像主耶稣，把耶稣基督彰显活出来呢？
So how can we be like Lord Jesus and to manifest Him?
就是要顺服啊，是万事互相效力爱神。
That is to be in obedience of being everything works together and to love Him.
在马太福音十三章里面有这段故事，你们大家都知道。
In the Gospel Book of Matthew, there's this story.
是主耶稣曾经说到撒种的比喻。
That is the parable of sowing the seed.
这个种子是一样的。
All the seeds are the same.
就是主耶稣他做。这个这个种子。
That is Lord Jesus Him as the seed.
啊，那么他是撒在啊这个不同的，在那里说的有四种田地。
And sowed in all four different kind of soil.
啊，那么这四种田地有三种不结实。
And out of those four different kind of soil, three of them do not grow into bear fruit.
第四种啊，就好土啊，但是也有三种啊，三种。
But the fourth one is the good soil, and also there are three different kinds of fruits.
啊，都是好种，都是结实的，但是不一样。
Those are all the good seeds and bear fruit, but different.
又结实三十倍的、六十倍的、一百倍的。
The 34-fold, 64 and also 100-fold.
所以主耶稣说的这个六种田地。
So Lord Jesus said those six different kinds of soils.
三种结实，三种不结实啊。
Three bear fruit, and also the other three does not bear fruit.
其实这三种结实的，从啊这个结实十倍、二十倍、三十倍、四十倍、五十倍、九十倍、一百倍，它是很多不同的结实。
Actually, those that bear fruit, they're all different kind of levels of bearing fruit.
所以我们结实不结实，结实多少倍啊？这在于我们爱神，在于我们呀、啊，是把耶稣基督彰显有多少。
So how much fruit we can bear really depends on how much we love God and also how much we can manifest Christ Jesus.
我们再读一节圣经，就是以弗所书第四章。
And also let us read the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
嗯，第四章第七节有这样的话语。
Chapter 4 verse 7 says.
嗯，他说我中文翻的不够十分准确，英文好一点。他说我们个人梦啊都是照着基督的度量。
The Chinese translation is not so correct as English. It says that unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ.
啊，他这个我们每一个人梦啊 according to the measure of Christ.
So as we receive grace according to the measure of the Christ.
啊，说你梦恩照着你这个基督的度量。
So you receive the grace according to the measure of Christ.
嗯，我梦恩是照着我里面的基督的度量。
So I receive the grace according to the measure of Christ.
所以我们基督徒啊，一生的年日啊，都是 increase the measure of Christ， 都是增加基督的度量。
So all the days fullness of us Christian lives is with the increased measure of Christ.
所以, 我们今天这个, 每一个, 各道各处的弟兄姐妹,
so the brothers and sisters from everywhere.
啊, 是各道各处, 各个, 宗派, 各个团体里面的弟兄姐妹,
all of the brothers and sisters in all of the denominations or different places.
啊, 我们的这个 measure of Christ, 这个基督的度量啊, 就是彰显基督, 活出基督的那种光景啊, 是不一样的,
so each one's measure of Christ is different. That is how we live out and manifest our Christ.
假定我们今天基督徒, 圣灵感动我十次,
let's, for example, that if for a Christian that Holy Spirit touched me 10 times.
我就说服他, 三次,
so I obey 3 times.
那我在勇士里头我要接受三十倍,
so either future eternity, then I shall bear 30-fold fruit.
如果我今天圣灵感动我十次, 引导我十次, 我说服他六次,
so if the Holy Spirit today touched me 10 times and obeyed 6 times,
那么我就将来啊, 结实60倍,
then I shall bear fruit for 60-fold in the future.
假定圣灵今天感动我, 引导我十次, 我都说服他了, 我将来的, 结实100倍,
so if today the Holy Spirit touches me 10 times and I obey 10 times, then in the future I will bear fruit 100-fold.
说神是不偏待人的,
so God does not show any partialism.
所以我们看见, 神是非常公义的,
and we see that God is very righteous.
我们在世间里头说服圣灵, 说服神有多少, 将来在勇士里就结实有多少,
how much we obey the Holy Spirit right now, then how much fruit we will bear in the eternity.
将来在勇士里头, 我们的功用, 我们的这个, 彰显基督的度量, 也是不同的,
and also in the eternity that our function and how much we manifest Christ is also different.
所以我们今天呢, 我们大家都要学习顺从圣灵,
so today each one of us should learn to obey the Holy Spirit.
刚才我们说, 万事都互相效力的,
just now we say that all things work together for good.
主耶稣说啊, 你们的头发都号上号码了,
Lord Jesus said that your hairs are even being numbered.
他这个中文翻成, 你们的头发都被数过了, 不是数过, 它是numbered, 它是已经号上号码了。
Chinese translation says that your hair is being counted, but it's not so. It's that it's being numbered.
所以今天早上, 你梳头发掉了一根头发, 这根头发它有numbered, 这个number是, 18,352号。
So that as you brush your hair this morning, then if your, one of your hair fall, then it's even being numbered.
所以我们的头发都好了, 你就知道我们天上的父, 对待我们, 爱我们是多么仔细。
So you see how careful our Heavenly Father loves us.
头发都号上号码了,
each hair is being numbered.
所以他我们也是生我们的父母是最好的父母,
so the parents who give us birth is the best ones.
生我们的弟兄姐妹是最好的父, 弟兄姐妹,
and those brothers and sisters among us are the best brothers and sisters.
都有号码的,
they're all being numbered.
连我们生的儿女啊, 也都有号码的,
and each children also have number.
所以我们要顺服神啊,
so therefore we shall obey God.
我们自从堕落了以后啊, 做父亲, 做父母的也不完全,
and as human beings have fallen, the parents are not perfect.
我们做儿女的也不完全,
so the children are not perfect.
但是呢, 神特别安排这个不完全的父母, 那我们要顺服神了,
but God arrange all those imperfect parents, then we shall obey God.
父母会错, 但神不会错,
parents might be wrong, but God will never be wrong.
因为这借着父母的错, 能够叫我们啊, 能够学习顺从神,
through what our parents are doing wrong, then we can learn to obey God.
所以圣经里告诉我们要孝敬父母,
so Bible tells us that we should honor our parents.
就是把耶稣基督彰显活出来了,
that is to manifest Jesus Christ.
这个儿女会错,
also children will do wrong.
叫我们做父母的, 要让彰显基督活出基督,
that is to let us parents to manifest and live out Christ.
儿女不听话, 我们不能说, 你们这个儿女不听话, 我要把你赶走, 这个打你出去,
if our children do not obey us, we cannot say that I'm going to beat you up or cast you out.
这不是活出基督来呀,
that is not to live out Christ.
所以我们要对于所有事情的发生啊, 我们都要顺服神。
So for everything that happened to us,
说万事都互相效力了。
Therefore, all things work together.
没有一件事情啊，神不效力的。
There's not one thing God does not.
就是我们要顺服神。
That is that we shall obey God.
人会错。
Man will be wrong.
事会错。
Things will go wrong.
啊，环境会错。
All the circumstances will go wrong.
但神许可临到我们。
But God allows that to be upon us.
为什么许可你呢？就是叫我们这彰显基督，活出基督来。
Why does He allow those circumstances? Because that so we can live out Christ.
这就是顺服圣灵啊。
That is to obey Holy Spirit.
啊，所以我们这个灵啊，我们这个心灵这个态度啊，就是顺服神的。
So our spirit attitude should be that we obey God.
嗯，我现在开始讲一个故事。你们呢？这个有的人听过就请啊。赦免我了。
So, now I would like to share a story. If anyone of you have heard already, please forgive me.
我从前开头的时候，这是1949年。
In 1949, when I just started.
我开始学习顺服圣灵。
I started to learn how to obey the Holy Spirit.
但是我开头都不顺服圣灵的。
But at first, I could not obey the Holy Spirit.
我已经信主很多年了。
I believed the Lord for many years.
但是都是顺服自己，不顺服圣灵。
But only obey myself, not obey the Holy Spirit.
所以啊，但是我不晓得。
But I did not realize that.
那个时候还没有啊，圣灵的这个开启。
At that time, there was no the revelation of Holy Spirit.
那么神呀，就特别给我安排一个机会。那时候我还没有结婚。
So God has arranged an opportunity for me. At that time, I was not yet married.
我在上海啊，在这个毕业以后，我是学这个机械工程的。毕业以后，我就到台湾来了。
After I graduated in Shanghai, I majored in mechanical engineering, and then after I graduated, I came to Taiwan.
我就在台湾铁路局做工。
I work in the railroad government department.
所以这个在那工厂里做工。
I work in the factory.
那个时候啊，这个公司这个铁路局的员工啊，就我们这些单身的员工都住在一个宿舍里头。
So all those employees of this governmental department, we all live in the dormitories together as singles.
我有一个房间是有两个同事住在一个房间。
I live in one room together with two other colleagues.
那么的另外一个呢，他是唐山交大毕业的，学财务的。
One of them in major in finance.Graduate from one of the universities.
他在隔壁上班，做工。他在这个我这个宿舍的隔壁附近的地方上班。
He works very close to my dorm.
那么我呢，必须要坐火车，要到郊外去上班。
And for me, I had to take train to work in countryside.
那么我下午早下班，3点钟。就回来了。
I was able to get off early at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I came home.
当我回来的时候，有一天我回来的时候，因为我这个两个床，他住在这边，一个在这边，一个在这边。
One day when I came back, because there was two beds that this colleague stayed in that bed.
我晚上的时候很热心了。已经做基督徒做了好多年了。
Because I was already a Christian for many years, so I was very zealous.
但是我是自己做主，没有让耶稣做主。
But I did not let Lord reign in me. I just decide everything myself.
所以那时候我这个在教会当中也领事祷告，很大声音。
Also back then, I lead the hymns and also pray loudly in my fellowship.
这个弟兄姊妹说，哇，这个徐弟兄很属灵啊。
So brother sisters said that brother Xu is very spiritual.
那其实我一点都不属灵。
Actually, I was not spiritual at all.
神看我一点都不属灵。
God knows that I'm not spiritual at all.
那个时候啊，我这个从工厂里回来以后，我要这个洗澡、换衣服，去吃饭，吃完饭以后要去聚会。那时候每天都聚会传福音。
At that time, I came back from the factory. I had to take a shower, change my clothes, and go to the meeting. At that time, we preach gospel every day in the meeting.
我这个皮鞋呀，都擦得很亮，放在床底下。
I also shine my shoes and put them underneath the bed.
所以我用这个开胃这个鞋油啊，擦得亮亮的。
I polish my shoes and make them very shiny.
有一天下午我回来的时候，我一看我这个鞋油在敞开了。 很脏。
So one day when I came back, I realized the
刷皮鞋的刷子擦布都是一塌糊涂。
I realized the tools I used to polish my shoes was very messy.
我一看哦。我这个同事底下他的皮鞋很亮。
Then I realized the shoes of my colleagues are very shining.
哎呀，我就说我这个同事他用我的鞋油，用完了没给我没有盖起来，弄得一塌糊涂。
Then I know that my colleague used my shoe polisher and he did not even close it and it was very messy.
我这个同事是神特别安排的，特别号上号码的。
God has arranged this colleague to me, and God even numbered him.
我确实不知道，我确实就很生气，就肚子里生气，外面还是很好，弄得很好。
But I did not realize that, and actually I was very mad inside. But outside, I pretend nothing's happening.
那么到了再一天一看，还是一塌糊涂。我说这个皮鞋一个礼拜擦一次好了，怎么天天擦皮鞋？
And then even the next day, I still see all the shoe polisher was very messy. Then I thought, why don't you just polish it once a week, but you're polishing it every day?
那么然后他不但用我的鞋油，还用我的拖鞋，那是木屐，在台湾是木头的拖鞋。
He did not only use my shoe polisher, but also he used my wooden slipper back in Taiwan.
那个这个木鞋啊，他穿到中午回来的时候，他穿啊到别的房间去，和同事玩，穿着去不穿回来的。
He wore my wooden slippers and then went to other colleagues' room, but he did not wear them back.
我回家来一看，这个皮鞋鞋油的一塌糊涂，看看这个拖鞋没有了，我要到别的房间找，东一只西一只。
I came back and then I realized the shoe polisher was in a mess and then my wooden slippers are gone. I even had to look for them in different rooms.
哎呀，我那时候还没有想到这个同事是号上号码的，我还是非常的生气。
At that time I did not realize that God has numbered this colleague for me, and I still was very mad.
因为我是以自己为中心 ，self-centered 了，是一个以自己为中心的。
Because I was self-centered.
后来我气得不得了，所以我就把这个鞋油什么都放在我的床的后面靠墙的地方。
And later I got very mad, so then I put my shoe polisher next to my bed, which is against the wall.
所以我说明天你要再用，要趴我的床底。
So, if you still want to use the shoe polish, you have to climb over underneath my bed.
我这个信耶稣的是信到这个地步，气得不得了。这就是说是我这个人不属灵，没有把耶稣基督彰显出来啊。
You see, this is how mad I could get, and that shows that I did not manifest Christ Jesus.
所以这是我头一次，那么已经有十二天过去了。已经有一个多礼，快两个礼拜了。
And 12 days passed by, it was almost 2 weeks.
那个时候读到罗马书第八章，第六节。
Then I read Book of Romans chapter 8 verse 6.
他说，你体贴肉体的就是死，思想肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的就是生命平安。
It says that the mind of things of flesh is death, but the mind of things of spirit is peace.
说哇，这个圣灵光照我。
So the Holy Spirit enlightens me.
他说，你看你这十二天呢，就是 mind your flesh.
So all those 12 days you were being minded of your flesh.
说你天天生气发脾气啊，这个不高兴不快乐。
So every day you got mad and you were not happy.
这就是我这个natural man.
That was my nature man.
我说耶稣是主，我却是没有，我自己是主。
Although I say Lord Jesus is my Lord, but actually I was my own Lord.
所以那天，哎呀，圣灵光照我，他说这个同事是号上号码的。
So that day, the Holy Spirit enlightens me that this colleague is being numbered.
神特别拣选这个同事跟你同房间这个样子，叫你活出基督，彰显基督的。
God has chosen specially this colleague to stay in one room with you so that you can manifest our Christ.
所以我马上思想圣灵， 啊，这个 mind of the spirit, mind the Holy Spirit, 所以我这里面马上得着释放了，啊，这个非常快的叫 life and peace。
So immediately I mind the things of the spirit, then immediately I have life and peace.
那么到了下午回家的时候
，In the afternoon as I went back,
啊，回到宿舍，那么我看见。这个还是一塌糊涂，所以我就把它弄得干干净净的，放在床下，很容易用。
I returned to the dorm. I still realized it was a mess, but I cleaned everything up and I put it underneath the bed, which was very easily being reached.
所以啊，我就说这个是小事情，非常小事情。这是神圣灵特别安排的环境，万事互相想，叫我这个爱神的人得益处，把我牧成耶稣基督的模样啊。
So I tell myself this is just a very minor thing. That is because God has let all things work together for good for those who love God and to transform myself into the son of image of son of God.
我相信耶稣基督以后啊，差不多十多年，那么十年以后，我才开始学习顺服圣灵。
So it was after I believed Lord Jesus for more than 10 years, I started to learn to obey the Holy Spirit.
所以到了那第十，这是第十三天，第十四天。我这个同事还又用了一次。
So that was day 13, and then on day 14, my colleague still used it one more time.
我还是弄得干干净净的，你随时都可以用。
And I still cleaned it up, and then I let him use it anytime.
我就想到主耶稣说，有人强逼你走一里路，你就甘心乐意陪他走二里。
Then I thought, it reminds me of what Lord Jesus said, that if someone forced you to walk 1 mile, then you willingly walk second mile with them.
所以后来那么到了第十五天的时候啊，我看我回到宿舍里一看，哇，他已经买了鞋油，买了拖鞋，还有面盆都买了。
And then on the day 15, I returned back to my dorm. Then I realized I saw that he already bought the shoe polisher and also the wooden slippers.
所以我看，我流泪了。
Then I cried.
我说天上的父知道我这个功课啊已经毕业了，所以不要再学习了啊，我已经啊及格了。
The Heavenly Father knows that I graduate from this lesson and already passed. I no longer need to learn this lesson anymore.
这是我头一次学习啊，顺服圣灵。
That was the first time I learned how to obey the Holy Spirit.
因为人会错，会，但是神也特别许可这个环境，就是要彰显耶稣基督，活出耶稣基督来。
Because man will go wrong, but then God has allowed the circumstances for us to live out and manifest our Christ.
所以从那时候开始，一直到今天，千百件事情啊。临到我都学习啊。
So ever since that day until today, so many things happened to me and I'm learning.
你 life and peace, 这个 peace 啊，不但 peace with God, peace with man, peace with everything.
It's life and peace, not only peace with God, but also peace with man and peace with everything.
所以我们大家都要向人和平，向神和平，向人和平，向万有都要和平啊。
So everyone have to have peace with God, have peace with man, have peace with everything.
所以我们要顺服圣灵，就彰显耶稣基督在我们身上。
So if we obey the Holy Spirit, then Jesus Christ shall be manifested upon us.
那么这个那个时候开始，我这第二次从我这个宿舍要到去坐火车要到火车站。
Then the second time is that I had to take train from my dorm. I had to take train, so I from my dorm to the train station.
我穿着铁路局的衣服，戴着铁路局的帽子。
I was dressed in the uniform of where my job is.
从我宿舍到火车站呢，有一条近路是要走这个铁道。铁轨的地方，两边的地方。
There's a shortcut from my dorm to the train station that is to walk near the railway.
但是这是很危险的，所以有一个牌子写的不可行，不可以通行的。
But it's very dangerous, so there's a sign saying that you cannot walk this way.
但是我们穿着铁路局的衣服啊，戴着帽子，铁路局的帽子，他们的同事就走这个近路到火车站去了。
But because the uniform we wear belongs to this railroad government, so then colleagues and I just wear like that and walk the shortcut to the railway station.
我有个同事他就走在前面。
One of my colleagues walked behind for me.
那我也想走一个近路，所以我也想跟着他走这条路。
I would also like to take this shortcut, so I follow him.
但是我一走的时候，那个铁路警察他不准，他说啊，你看看这个牌子，不能走的。
But as soon as I walk there, the railroad police say that, didn't you see the sign? You cannot walk this way.
这都是圣灵特别号上号码的，叫这个铁路警察禁止我走。
That is because this police is being numbered by the Holy Spirit to ask me, forbid me to walk this way.
但是呢，我还要讲理由啊，我还是要给讲。我说，你看你他走在前面，你准他走，什么不准我走啊？
But I still give excuses. I say that.He walked before me, but why did you come to me and not let me go?
这就是说我还不够顺服圣灵啊。
Because I was not obeying the Holy Spirit.
我还有啊辩驳，我还有讲理由啊。
I still try to argue and give excuses.
但是你这个他铁路警察他不准你走，你就不能走。所以后来啊，我知道这都是神特别许可的。
But the police did not allow me to go. Then I realized that it was allowed by God.
不按规矩的事情，我们。不能行啊。
We cannot do those things that's not according to the rule.
所以我就走了比较正路，到火车站去。
So I walk the other way that shall be walked to the railway station.
所以我在那段时间天天学习啊，说服圣灵。
So back then, daily I learned how to obey the Holy Spirit.
啊，这到处都是如此。
Everywhere,
很多的事情
a lot of things,
教会很多的事情
and also a lot of things in
家庭很多的事情
a lot of things in family,
我都啊学习顺服圣灵
I learned to obey the Holy Spirit
那么我们家里现在人很少
my family has very few people
儿女都长大了成家立业了他们就住各人的地方
children have grown up and got married so they live in different places
在洛杉矶我们有两家一个儿子一个女儿一个儿子
There are two families in Los Angeles. One is my son and the other one is my daughter.
在 New Jersey 也有一个儿子一个女儿
In New Jersey, there is also one of my sons and daughter.
那个时候我在洛杉矶啊有一个主日我们通电话说主日叫他们两家到回家来啊爸爸妈妈家一个团聚。
One day that I phoned my son and daughter in Los Angeles and asked them to come back to get together with me during Lord's Day.
所以他们都 OK, 都来了。
So they said OK and they came.
说我太太就预备了很多的食物给他们吃。
And my wife had prepared a lot of dishes for them.
她预备的什么预备啊一种特别的沙拉就是McGlory salad, 沙拉。
And she prepared a very special salad.
是这个 McLaurin 是面滚沙拉面做的沙拉
It's a macaroni salad
其实也是蛮好吃的那么是因为我是北方人他是南方人所以他说我先生是北方人一定喜欢吃这个
It was very delicious because I'm from northern China and she's from southern China so she said those from northern China my husband must love it
到了晚上快吃饭了他们都来电话了
So dinner time was almost ready and they called
女儿家说是我们今天有特别事情不能来啊怎么改一天了
Doctor told me that we had something going on, so we could not come today. We might have to come some other time.
我儿子在家也是如此，来一个电话，说明有特别事情啊，不能来呀、啊，所以我们要改一天。
Then my son called me to tell me the same thing.
我们说就那么好，改一天就改一天了。
Then we said, okay, let's change to the other day.
到了礼拜一了是中午了。
And Monday noon.
My wife 这个预备一个 dish.就是 macaroni salad.
And then my wife has prepared the macaroni salad for me.
但是我一看这个 macaroni salad, 我这个不太喜欢吃这个 macaroni salad.
However, I actually did not like this macaroni salad.
但是我想这是神已经号上号码了。
But I saw that God has already numbered this.
那这是神特别许可的
and God has allowed it
所以我就感谢主欢欢喜喜的吃下去了
so I thanked the Lord and I took it with joy
没有发怨言
I did not complain
那个礼拜二又来一盘
On Tuesday, the same dish again.
啊，我也是一看就不太喜欢吃。
And then actually, I did not like it.
这是神特别好生的号码的，那么我就特别顺服主了。
But then I know that God has numbered this, so I obey God.
我就又把它吃下去了。
Once again, I ate it.
礼拜三中午又来一盘。
Wednesday noon, the same dish.
不喜欢，但是说已经号上号码了，那么我们一定顺服主，顺服神，活出耶稣基督来。那么说又欢欢喜喜吃下去。
But since it was numbered by God, so I had to obey God and also live out Christ, so I took it in with joy.
然后吃完了以后，我说还有没有啊
？After I finished eating, then I asked her, "Is there any more?"
我太太就说没有了。
She said, "No more."
那么然后礼拜四又来一小盘。
And Thursday, another small portion.
是 potato salad.
Which is potato salad.
我说哎 ,potato, 我喜欢吃 potato salad.
I like the potato salad.
我就把它吃下去了。
So I ate it.
他我太太意思说如果昨天吃过了他不太喜欢吃不吃的话他就自己吃掉了。
She said that if you did not like it, then I would just finish it myself.
这就是顺服圣灵。
That is to obey the Holy Spirit.
活出耶稣基督的样式。
To live out the image of Christ Jesus.
啊，所以这个假定啊，我不顺服圣灵，我不喜欢吃。
So let's say if I did not obey the Holy Spirit and tell her that I don't like to.
然后把这个桌子嘛一推，推到地下去了。
Or just flip the table and then push this away.
那你看我太太怎么反应
？Then what do you think my wife react?
你难怪我们要离婚了嘛。
Then,
是不是
no wonder we might divorce.
那么好了，下次你自己煮吃好了。
And next time you just cook yourself.
对不对？这个不能把基督彰显活出来呀。
So then, if that way, then we cannot live out Christ.
顺服圣灵。
To obey the Holy Spirit.
就能叫这个家夫妻非常的圆满和和谐。
Will to make husband and wife in harmony with each other.
啊，因为神都把这一切都量给我们，都是万事互相效力。
For God has measured all those to us, for all things work good for Him.
只有爱神的人得益处。
To let those who love God.
啊，我们不爱神就不得不这益处。
If we don't love God, we will not gain.
啊，所以我们大家都要学习顺服圣灵。
So everyone shall learn to obey the Holy Spirit.
先要在家庭当中学习。
First of all, we shall learn within our families.
啊，彼得告诉我们说。夫妻是一同承受生命的恩典。
Peter has told us the husband and wife receive the grace of life together.
啊，是我们这个生命的恩典，这生命的恩典只有夫妻才能够这样承受的。
So this grace of life shall be only partake together with by husbands and wives.
虽然我们今天晚上讲到也是承受生命的恩典。
Although today as we share, we also receive the grace of life.
但是这个不是。这个经常的，就是好多年我们才来一次。
But this does not happen all the time. It's just once in several years.
但夫妻两个人呢，是 24 hours 在一起，所以天天要承受恩典。
But husbands and wives, they are together 24 hours, so they should receive the grace daily.
丈夫不会完全，但是我们顺服丈夫，顺服神。
But the husband is not perfect, but then we obey God.
妻子不会完全，但是我们做丈夫要顺服神。
The wife will not be perfect, but the husband shall obey God.
所以这个夫妻就非常的和谐。
So husbands and wives shall be in harmony with each other.
所以这就是顺服圣灵。
And that is the obeying the Holy Spirit.
我们在教会当中有许多的事情发生。
There are a lot of things happening in meetings.
我们也学习顺服圣灵，万事互相效力。
And we also learn to obey the Holy Spirit, let all things work together.
那我们可以把自己的意见这个贡献出来。
We can contribute our opinions.
但我们不要坚持自己的意见。
But we do not insist on our own opinions.
我在这个菲律宾的时候，主的仆人施白克就说，我请教他。
When I was in Philippines, Lord Servant Spark said as I asked him.
我说在教会中断定事情啊，怎么样？这个大家都不同的意见怎么办
？How do we make decisions in meetings if everyone have different opinions?
这个教圣 Spark 就说了，他说啊，安提阿的教会也非常好，那里有五位先知教师。
He said that the Church of Antioch is very good. There are five prophets, teachers.
他们都有不同的意见，不同的受圣灵的引导。
And they all have different opinions, being led differently by the Holy Spirit.
所以他们约翰这个使徒行传13章开头，那说他们啊三件事情。
So Book of Acts chapter 13 starts saying that there are three things.
头一件事情就是他们侍奉神，侍奉主。
The first thing is that they serve Lord, serve God.
他们就寻求主的旨意。
And they,
主的这个意见,
they seek the will of Lord.
所以他们寻求了五个不同的主的意见，主的意思。
So they seek five different wills of God.
都是以主为中心的,
that is Lord-centered.
不是以自己为中心的,
not self-centered.
第二呢, 他们禁食,
secondly, they fast.
禁食是指着不吃饭, 就不仅仅是不吃饭。
Fast means that they do not eat.
他那是代表舍弃自己。
That is deny ourselves.
就是我虽然提出我的意见呢，但是我舍弃自己的意见，我不坚持自己的意见。
So although I do tell you what I think, but I do not insist upon that, and also do not determine on it.
然后呢，大家都是舍弃自己的意见。
So all of us deny our own opinions.
然后他们呀，这个后来觉得哇，这个第二个、第三个。 或者第二个、第四个，他们这个意见更合适。Then
later they can decide they feel that which ones are suitable.
所以他们呀，就这第三就是圣灵说。So
they choose the third one is what the Holy Spirit said.
先是有受圣灵的引导。First
being led by the Holy Spirit.
然后舍去自己的引导。
And deny our own thoughts.
然后最后显明出来就是圣灵说了。And
finally, what's being manifested is what the Holy Spirit
said. 这个大部分的人都说你这个引导是比较最合适。Most
of people might say that your thoughts will be the most suitable.
可能我的这个意见呢，可能是比较最属灵一点。It
might be that my opinion seems the most spiritual.
但当时的 光景啊，圣灵还不许可我的这个受的引导来施行。
But for the condition at that time, maybe the Holy Spirit does not allow my leading by the Holy Spirit to execute it.
也许再过两三年以后，我的这个引导才能够实现。
So maybe it will be executed after 2 or 3 years.
所以我们大家都要学习呀。 这个教会中发生难处，就是坚持自己的引导。So
each one of us has to learn when there are difficulties in church, it's because we insist on our what we received.
有的传道人呢，这个独裁引导，那更没办法。For
some preachers, they just insist on their own leading.
所以这个都是不合的。所以我们大家都学习，所以主的仆人呀，对我说。 他们侍奉主，以主为中心，寻求主的旨意。
So the servant of God tells us that we seek the Lord and also seek His will.
然后舍去自己的引导。
Deny our own feelings.
我们让圣灵来显明哪一个的引导是最合于现在的光景。
And let the Holy Spirit show us that which kind of leading is the best suitable for our condition right now.
所以这个就得教会能解决许多不合意的难处，所以弟兄姊妹中间都有不需要争，不需要吵。
So it will resolve many problems among gatherings.
我们大家都说服圣灵。So
if we obey Holy Spirit, everyone.
活出耶稣基督来，这是最重要的。And
the most important is that we live out Christ Jesus.
这个事情啊，本身是次要的。The
things, the issues itself are very secondary.
我们是把耶稣基督彰显活出来，这是主要的。The
major thing is that we manifest and live out Christ Jesus.
所以神所要的，那是要把耶稣基督彰显活出来。So
what God wants is that we manifest and live out Christ.
这是福音。And
that is the gospel.
这是圣灵的启示。That
is the revelation of Holy Spirit.
圣灵启示就是把神的儿子耶稣基督启示在你我里面。
The revelation of Holy Spirit is to to give the revelation of Son of God into each one of us.
就保罗就是这样啊。
And that is Paul.
他说他当他这个得救的时候，神乐意把他儿子启示在我里面。
He said when he first got saved, God is pleased to reveal His Son into me.
啊，说使徒行传22章，他称耶稣为两次为主。
So in the book of Acts chapter 22, two times he called Jesus Lord.
他说主啊，你是谁呀？
He said, Lord, who are you?
他说我是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。I'm
the Jesus the Nazarene who you persecuted.
但是保罗有很大的转变。And
Paul had a great change.
他说我从前是逼迫耶稣，我做主，现在耶稣他的确是主。He
said, I used to persecute the Lord and I was Lord myself, but then now Lord Jesus is truly the Lord.
所以他第二次说，主啊，你要我做什么？
So second time he said, Lord, what do you like me to do?
从那天开始，他就把自己的主权让给耶稣了。
From that day on, he gave up his own lordship unto Lord.
所以他3年在亚拉伯学习啊。
So for 3 years he was in Arabia to learn to let Lord be the Lord of everything.
我再说一个，我们来说一个故事，就是我说这个主的仆人很属灵啊。
So let's tell one more story that is servant of God very spiritual.
他自己学习圣灵的功课。
Himself also learns the lessons of Holy Spirit.
另外一个主的仆人骂他。
Another God's servant yells at him.
他说你讲的道等于放屁。
He said that your preaching is really nothing.
就是it's a passing gas.
Your preaching is like passing gas.
就是骂他，就公开说他。
He talked about that in public.
这个，但是这个仆人怎么样？
But what was the reaction of the servant?
他一听见他说，他说主在宝座上，主已经号上号码了，那么我说服神。He
said that Lord is on the throne. I already number this, therefore I obey God.
他说我仍然爱这位弟兄。I
still love this brother.
骂我这位弟兄。The
brother who yelled at me.
你看这个弟兄多么属灵啊。So
you see how spiritual this brother is.
他不但就会讲十字架的道。 他这个人学习十字架功课的。
Not only he's able to preach the lessons of Christ, but himself learns the lessons of Christ.
所以我们大家都要学习顺从圣灵。
So each one of us shall learn to obey the
Holy Spirit. 人会错，事会错，环境会错。
Man will go wrong, things will go wrong, circumstances will go wrong.
但是神不会错。
But God will never go wrong.
我让耶稣基督彰显活出来，这个不会错。
Let Christ Jesus be manifest and live out shall never be wrong.
若是这样，我们呀，是圣经告诉我们有一班弟兄姊妹是羔羊，无论往哪去都跟随的。
So if so, then Bible tells us that there are a group of brothers that wheresoever the lamb goes, they follow.
Follow them wherever he goes. 他不论到哪里去，我都跟随呀。Follow
the lamb wherever he goes.
所以我们大家都要学习，随从圣灵。
So each one of us shall learn to obey Holy
Spirit. 先在家庭中学习。
Start from the family.
我们这个父母错了。
Our parents will be wrong.
但是我们要说服。
But we shall obey.
不要背叛。
We cannot be rebellious.
等在私下和他在一起的时候，你说亲爱的爸爸，我觉得你那样子说话。 不太对啊，你这样的一种很顺服的灵，说。Then
when we are together alone with them, then we can say that dear dad, then what I think what you said might not be so right, and then you have such obeying spirit.
所以我们的儿女会错，但神许可的。So
children will go wrong, but God has allowed that.
但是我们呀。 要说服神。But
we shall obey God.
我跟你说，亲爱的儿子或者亲爱的女儿，你那种作风是不太合宜呀。We
can tell them, dear son or dear daughter, what you did was not so right.
这样子才是一种把基督彰显活出来的一种的灵啊。Then
that's the spirit that we manifest Christ.
说求主恩待我们，叫我们学习。 耶稣基督的福音。So
may the Lord be gracious to us that we can learn the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们要得着耶稣基督的启示。That
we can receive the revelation of Jesus Christ.
真是要得着耶稣基督的福音，耶稣基督的启示，宇宙中一切的问题都解决了。If
we truly receive again the gospel of Jesus Christ and the revelation of Jesus Christ, then every problem in the universe shall be resolved.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads.
亲爱的天父
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们满心感谢赞美你
We truly give thanks and praise you.
我们求你借助真理的圣灵来到我们中间
Through the Spirit of Truth, come to us.
开启我们众人的眼睛
Open each one of our eyes.
叫我们看见耶稣基督的启示
So we can see the revelation of Jesus Christ.
叫我们在家庭当中活出耶稣基督来
So in our family, we can live out Jesus Christ.
在我们的工作事业上活出耶稣基督
In our jobs and career, we live out Jesus Christ.
在我们的国家社会当中活出耶稣基督
And we live out Jesus Christ in our country and society.
我们讲的不完全
What we share was not complete.
我们求主借助真理的圣灵引我们进入的是完全的。
So pray that the Holy Spirit lead us into the perfection.
叫我们讲的、听的都蒙主的大恩典。
So that the one who speaks and those who listen shall be received great grace from the Lord.
求主怜悯我们、恩待我们。
Pray that you have mercy and also grace upon us.
使我们家家户户、大大小小都蒙恩蒙福。
So each family here shall be blessed.
我们也求主纪念在这个 Newark 这个地区的教会
I pray that Lord also remember the meeting here in Newark
在座的所有的弟兄姊妹就成为这个地区千万人的祝福
So each brother and sisters here shall become the blessing for all this area
求主怜悯恩待听我们的祷告
Listen to our prayer
靠主耶稣的名
In the name of Jesus Christ
Amen,
Amen.